Hey guys, welcome to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
And today we're going to be talking about how does our financial success, as far as women are concerned, how can it affect our marriages? So we're going to be talking about how women sometimes are the breadwinners or make more money than their husbands. We got some studies from a place called Pew Research Center. They reported over 40% of all households with children under 18 were led by a woman as the primary breadwinner. They also went on to talk about Black women receiving record numbers of bachelor's and master's degrees over the past two decades. So we are really out there getting educated and doing things out here in this workforce. Black women are the largest group participating in the workforce. So we're some of the leading entrepreneurs out there. We're starting our own businesses. We're leading companies, we're CEOs, and we're doing the dang thing. Sometimes it can be a little bit of an issue, you know, in your marriage or at home with your husband. He might be feeling a little bit away about, you know, depending on what the situation is and how the wife is treating her newfound success.
Independence.
And independence, because basically that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You don't have to depend on anybody because you got your own money. But it was just saying, you know, why some men feel emasculated if their wife is earning more money and how that can make them feel. And I mean, I could totally get that. You know, men are so used to feeling like, you know, they want someone to depend on them, or they want to be not the sole breadwinner, but they need that. They need that type of, what would you call it?
Well, I say that not even so much that they need like that, but I really feel like it just really depends on how the woman is making them feel about the situation. And as long as they're doing something and bringing something to the table.
Yes.
I think it's more of an issue if you have a woman that's bringing home all the money and the only one that's working and the only one that's doing pretty much everything. You know, so
yes,
that can be where it could be more of a challenge. Like,
oh,
if you're
yeah.
just sitting in the house
being lazy
all day while you at work and the kids is at school,
yeah,
and y'all, you know, and he has nothing, you know, nothing to bring to the table, no money, no, he can't help with the chips. Like, if there's no, like, help anywhere else, then
that's a problem.
He is going to feel away, and he should.
Yeah,
because,
and he definitely should.
So I think that just making less money isn't really the issue. It's more of, if they don't feel like they're in control of their own life.
Yes.
Where they have to depend on you because they don't have anything to bring.
Exactly.
If you can pay your own bills, you know, and you make less money, that's not really a big deal.
Yeah.
It only becomes a big deal when you're in the opposite position and you have to ask someone to buy you, you know, your daily needs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't have any more gas in my car. I need gas. I need money for this, or, you know,
exactly,
then it's gonna come to an issue.
Or if the woman's, you know, acting, you know, so independent or like almost putting the man down,
yeah, like she doesn't need anything from
yeah, she doesn't need anything from me. I got this,
I got my money, I got my,
I'm running this,
yeah, I'm running this, I got my own money.
And sometimes that can happen, you know, unconsciously. We could, you know, take over as head of the household and not really realize it because, you know, you are making more money. And you don't really see how it can affect your husband, but you're not doing it in a mean way or trying to actually, you know, put him down, but you're doing everything. So sometimes men feel like, oh, you know, that makes me feel less than a man.
Yeah.
You know,
like, well, they can't provide, because there's going to be situations. It's going to be up and down where sometimes, you know, they may lose their job or get laid off or whatever, but it really depends on how the situation is being treated.
Yes.
That can make the difference. And eventually, I'm sure they'll start to feel a way about themselves.
Exactly.
Which is why they're reflecting that to the wife or, you know, to their partner.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much just, you know, making a little bit more money. I think that it's...
Because you guys could both be making the same amount of money, but if you're so successful and you're so independent...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it was like that when I first got with my husband. I was making good money. He was making good money. And I was just so independent and just so used to doing everything myself. It was just like, you know, I
don't really need.
Yeah, I wasn't always needing from him,
right.
You know. So that to him was just kind of like, let me help you.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, well, shoot, I got it.
I got it.
But you kind of got to let them have that role. Well,
exactly.
You know?
Where you do, and you do need help.
And you, you do need help. Yeah.
You don't need to do everything by yourself.
You don't.
You know? And so, also, when they are making less money, it's really, like I said earlier, it's really making less money is not really the issue. It's more if they are not making any money, that would be the issue.
Exactly.
Because even when, like when I was staying at home and my husband was working and paying for everything, I feel like if I wasn't in control of the finances, because I am more disciplined in the finances, that would have made me feel away. Me having access to the bank account where I don't have to ask.
Yes.
Oh, can I? Especially being independent and knowing that I have been working my whole life and I never had to ask anybody for anything.
I had to go through that. I almost went crazy.
That would make me feel, you know, that would have made me feel away, you know?
Yes.
So I think it's more so that would be.
And, you know, with me and my husband, when I was pregnant and then I was off and I wasn't, you know, bringing in any real money, just keeping the business going. And it was just so annoying having to check with him to tell him, I'm gonna spend this. And oh my gosh, that was so
so imagine a man.
Yes, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Having to ask.
Exactly.
You know, it's so that's where the, you know, the issues probably I think are the most.
Yeah, we're so used to, you know, the traditional marriage of the man always being the breadwinner, taking care of the family.
But then it's like, whose tradition is that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now, it's, you know, it's changing. It might be your family's tradition. It might be your cultural tradition. Or it could be your religious, you know, tradition or belief.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it's changing, so much that, you know, women are the head of the households. Or it might be a single family and the mom's the head of the household, then getting into a marriage. So then, you know, it's really.
And that's a big thing, too, is when it's the transition from being a single mother into being into a marriage.
Yes.
Where there's already, you know, even with the children, trying to get them to understand who's the head, if they're used to the mother always being in the head of the roles.
Yes, definitely.
So I think that it's just really, it boils down to each person in their relationship making the rules.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, you really cannot, this is not a situation where you can really get advice from people that are not in your situation. Mm-hmm. If you're married, this is one core reason why I feel like women that are married should not be talking to single women about relationship advice or, you know, finances, how they handle finances. Because in a marriage, especially when you have children, that head of household, breadwinner, all of those things, those are like relationship killers to me. I feel like even those titles and that mindset of breadwinner, who's making more, you're too focused on the wrong thing, because there's a whole situation that's happening when you're raising children, when you have a household to run, when you have different things going on, and life is so unpredictable. You never know what side of the coin you're going to end up on.
You never know what could happen.
You don't know. You can be, you know, making more money at one point, and then after a couple of years, you're not. And then it goes, because I know in my situation, it was the same kind of way where, you know, I was a single mom, had my son, my older son, and I had been raising him by myself for over 5 years. You know, I had already, you know, I got my degree, I had a really good job, I had already had my apartment, you know, so I was already running a household on my own before I ever even got into a relationship with my husband. So I was already in that mindset of a single mother, a single person. So the way that I did my bills and the way that I did my life, period, was a way a single person thinks. So I'm in control of everything, my son, my this, my that. But when you're trying to get into a marriage with somebody else, money is a factor, but there's so many other things that go into it where that's where you really have to have the same core values
Yes.
about how you're raising your children, You know, and as they get older, they start getting into all these different activities and football practice and gymnastics and ballet and dance. And then you looking as a for more of a partnership.
Yes.
You're looking for more. And so money is a tool and money is a resource, but money is not, it cannot be the factor that's going to determine whether you have a happy marriage or not.
No.
Who's making more money.
Yeah.
You too focused on that. And really, even when you're looking for a partner, it more than anything, it should be like work ethic, you know, their value system, how they value religion,
exactly.
You know, their, you know, if God is first in their life, those type of things, because jobs and more money, like those things are not promised.
Yeah.
And people get sick. People get into car accidents. People have, there's life tragedies that we don't have any control over.
No.
That can't be the basis of a relationship.
It cannot. Yeah. I had one guest that was coming to the salon and she told me, her husband had a really bad back injury, and he had a super good job, and you know, he was, I think she was working too, but you know, he was making more money, and he had a really bad back injury. He was down for like 3 or 4 years or something. I mean, like, he was really jacked up,
yeah,
where he could not work, and she had to go out and work and, you know, bring in all the money. And she said that, you know, it was a big change for them, but it really did bring them closer. Because he was so used to doing everything, but then he had to, you know, depend on her. And it just kind of, you know, helped him to see it, you know, from her side.
Right.
You know, that she said it made their marriage better, actually.
Right.
But she said in the beginning, it was really hard, you know, for her to go out there
the
and
transition.
Get a job. Yeah.
Because
and then
you're
for
not
her,
really focused on that if you're, you know, when you're looking for relationships or when you're, you know, trying to settle down and you're growing up and you're trying to find your mate and, you know, you're dating and all these different things. In a young mind, and even some older women that I know, their focus is, oh, what kind of car he got? And, you know, if he got that kind of stuff, you are already on a losing end of the...
You're going to be in trouble.
You're going to be in trouble. Your relationship is going to be in trouble.
Yes.
Your lifestyle is going to be in trouble. Your children are going to be in trouble.
Definitely.
Because really, you need to be focused more on what you can do as an independent person or as an individual before you even get into that situation.
Exactly.
What you can bring to the table.
Yes.
Because in a marriage, we are really supposed to be the helper, the helpmate to our husbands in whatever the situation is. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to necessarily be making more or less money.
Exactly.
You know, so you're getting into your marriage and you're, you know, you're parenting, you're doing all these different things. If you're just focused on how much money somebody is making or who makes more money, there's a lot of things that are not going to be able to get done.
No, at all. And I think a lot of women, too, nowadays, some of these women feel like, you know, they go into the marriage thinking, oh, if they make more money, that they have more control.
Yeah.
You know, like that's going to make the husband not cheat or that's,
right.
You know, because she controls everything.
And really that's
basically
witchcraft.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
It's witchcraft. If you're doing something for somebody or you're making more money, if that's the case, and you're doing these things in expectation for a return.
Yes.
And so your mind is already in the wrong place anyway.
Already.
And you're really not even mature enough to be in a marriage.
No, not at all.
Because it's really going to change. Everything is up and everything is down. It's going up and down, up and down, up and down constantly. We're not in control of everything that happens in our lives. So, yes, do I feel like men should be the head of the household? Yes, absolutely. Is it a case where, you know, he's always going to be making more money? No, not necessarily. But it still needs to be a structure of the male being the dominant person in the family.
Definitely.
For protection.
Yes.
For our protection, where we, you know,
yes,
we have that protection, whether it's anything other than finance. It doesn't have to necessarily be in finance if you could take care of yourself. That's one less thing, really, I feel like you have to worry about. If you know that you can get out there and get it, you're not focused on what somebody else is doing. The more you're focused on what this person is doing, it's taken away from your livelihood and what
Definitely.
You could be doing. And when your children grow up or when your husband is too busy to, you know, to deal with you because he's working and making, you know, making money, you have to be able to do some stuff for yourself.
Definitely.
and have, like, you know, a little something for you when your kids are older, when they do grow up and they don't need you as much, yes. You know? So it's so important for us as individuals, before even being wives or mothers, to really have a good sense of yourself and what you want and what your expectations are out of a relationship and what you value.
Definitely.
Because it's really, and honestly, I mean, if you are a woman that wants, that values money and that's your value, then go for it. But if you, if that's not your number one value and you value family and you value, you know, security in your relationship and, you know, somebody that's going to be there with you and your family, then going for the money, that's not going to, you're not going to get the same type of result that you're looking for. No. But if you look at a lot of the women that do have husbands that are the primary breadwinner, that are making a lot of money, if you're watching too much TV and you're seeing, you know, these different reality shows where, you know, they're staying at home, they're not working, and their husbands is making all this money, a lot of them are living as single women because their husbands are constantly traveling. They're not home.
Yeah.
They're not home. So if you do want somebody that's making money and just want somebody that can just provide a house and cars and purses and clothes and you want all those things, more than likely, you're not getting the husband that's going to be home and hands-on and being able to help cook and help. They're not going to be there.
No.
They're on the road. They're traveling for work. They're at work 24 hours a day.
Yes.
If they're a doctor, they basically live at the hospital.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like you really have to think deeper than just how much money somebody is making, but how much time you actually want to spend with them.
Definitely.
If they are making a whole bunch of money. Because if you're making a lot of money,
you're working.
You're not home.
You working.
You're not home.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my opinion on men that make more money. I mean, women that make more money than men. Mm-hmm. I really feel like the terms of breadwinner and all those, I think that really is more destructive than anything.
Yes, because it's like you said, it could be either or.
Yeah, and it's the labels. It's, you know, it's more labels and it's more just roles. And it's just not realistic when you're actually in a marriage.
No.
I mean, in my experience, it's just not realistic.
No, it's not. I mean, unless you're with someone, like you said, that, I mean, you go into the marriage, but things still can happen.
Yes,
so you got to be prepared. You don't want to be that wife where if something does happen, you don't have any experience doing anything. Like, you want to be able to at least go out and get some type of a job if you had to.
If you have to.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home mom, but you still want to have some type of a skill or, you know.
Or working on something.
Something
even
just,
a, even
I mean,
an entrepreneurial,
you know,
business.
Yeah.
Like, you know, making cupcakes.
Because things happen.
Things do happen.
Exactly.
You want to be prepared. And I think that, too, if there's a lot of, what is it called? When people have expectations of you, there's a lot of like pressure, I feel like, with women that they feel like they have to find a man that is making more money than them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that has to be one of the main things. Like, okay, it's time to get married. I want to get married. Okay. Mm-hmm. First thing off the list, you got to have a nice car. He got to be making more money than me. You know, he got to have this, he got to have that, you know, the checklist.
Yes. And I think now women just, can I get a decent brother?
Okay. It's coming down. Because you got to be realistic.
I mean, you know, yes.
Seriously.
And then a lot of ladies, because men feel so insecure, some men feel so insecure that they stay single because they can't, because they are doing so well, then the men are so insecure.
Intimidated.
They can't even deal with the woman.
Right.
And she might not be outwardly, you know, trying to be.
But you might be just going too low at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
If you are at a certain level of success and you're a female,
mm-hmm.
and you are running across too many men that are intimidated by you, a lot of times you might be reaching too low.
Low, yeah.
On the totem pole.
And then, you know, the pickings are kind of slim.
It's
out
slim.
Here. So then a lot of women now are picking too damn low. If they want a brother. You
if
know,
they
because
want a brother.
The pickings are kind of slim.
And I mean, you just got to be realistic in this thing. I mean, we're Black. We're Black women. We want Black men.
Exactly.
You know, and if you're a Black woman that wants a Black man, it comes with some shit.
Exactly.
You know, historically, even where we are, you know, and financially too,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard for Black men to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's just being realistic. To get a job, for him to make money at a job, it's really hard. Because a lot of times they got criminal background.
Mm-hmm.
that keeps them from being able to get a job. You know, if they did come from, you know, a middle class family or, you know, different things, the truth is, I mean, if they do find a woman in the same situation, Black women, even if you're coming from the same type of education background, we're earning more money.
Yeah, we're getting more positions.
We're getting more positions. Than they are. You know, definitely. So it's like, and if you are, you know, picking men that have a background on, you know, from back in the day when they were younger, you know, a lot of us come from, we're not that far out of where we was all living in the hood.
Exactly.
You know, it's not, we're not that many generations out of that.
Mm-mm.
You know, so there's slim pickings.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, you know, where you just, it's better to, and it also, there's other factors that come into play, like how old you were when you meet the person.
Yes.
Your expectation level, if you're like in your young 20, your, you know, early 20s, I mean, he's more than likely not going to be balling.
Exactly.
You just starting out.
And that gives you a chance, hopefully, to grow together.
Right. And you focus on yourself and what you can do and what your, you know, what God put you, what your purpose is and your passion, and start pursuing some of those things. Because finding somebody that makes more money than you, it just leads to so many other problems.
Definitely.
I mean, I know women that have been on that search and they ain't found it.
No, I mean, searching. And that's why when I got with my husband, I was just like, can I just find somebody who's doing the same thing I'm doing?
And that's it. Just
can you just
the
be
expectation,
on just doing what I'm doing?
Just doing what I'm doing. Being able to provide for yourself.
Yes.
Because
I ain't got time for nobody that ain't doing what I'm doing. Or that's lazy.
Or never had a car.
Yeah.
Or never, you know, like.
That type of stuff. Don't
like
have time for that.
Especially if
not
you,
at this age.
Not at that age. Not when you're in your 30s.
No.
And you ain't never had a job. You ain't never
I mean, that's really like teenage stuff. I don't have time. Not even in my 20s did I have time.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
You got to be doing something.
You got, and you have to have some type of like career path or
yes.
something that you wanted.
You're
like,
on your
a
way
goal.
To something.
Yeah, working on something.
Definitely.
Not just, you know, foolishness. Definitely. So it's like, as a female, you have to really be able to do that self-evaluation of what you're looking for, what you want in somebody, and then be realistic about who you're picking.
Yes.
Who you want. You know, you can't just get somebody dressed up and thinking it's going to be the man of your dreams. And they get mad because you make more money than him. Well, when
definitely.
You found him, he didn't have a job.
Yes. What did you think?
What did you think?
What did you think was going to happen?
Don't. And even the come up stories. I feel like we was talking, I don't know enough about this situation, so I don't really want to speak on it too much because I don't know enough about the situation to really go into details. But just overall, they were talking about the guy that was an ex-con who became a model, and now he's moved on. He got a new girlfriend or something, and in the divorce, his ex-wife wants a certain amount of money. Like, she wants all this money from him. She expects to get spousal support and child support. And his argument was that, you know, you basically have been making, you know, she makes good money herself. Even now, she's making, they said, like $10,000 a month. So whatever it is he's earning, she wants to get spousal support because of what she did when they were married. And so it's kind of like a double-edged sword to me with that too, with those kind of situations where you have to know your intentions. Like, don't get with somebody that's, you know, not doing good, no job, no car, no money, all, and then you dress them up, get them a car, have them living at your house, doing all this stuff. He get on his feet, and then he bounce.
Exactly. What did you think was going
on? It's like, you really have to, don't do anything thinking you're going to get something in return.
Yeah, definitely. No.
You don't know how that's going to end up.
You really don't.
You know, so that's another thing where it's like, I do understand, you hear those stories of women that, you know, they, oh, I did all this for him and then he left me, or I did. I mean, you shouldn't even been doing all of that.
You shouldn't even been doing all that. If you, I mean, you know, yeah, you got to be a limit to that. But what about Sherry? Was her name Sherry Shepherd? I was just thinking about her.
Because
remember
what
she,
happened.
What was she from? The View. And remember she married that guy. Of course, she made more money. He was like the house husband. It was kind of known. He stayed at home. They adopted that baby. And then she wanted to get a divorce. and she divorced him, mm-hmm. and then he wanted spousal support, and she didn't want the baby. From what I can, you know, I don't know exactly how the story went mm-hmm. about the baby, but he got the baby. And he wanted spousal support and child support. And she was just kind of like, well, that's not even my baby. But you adopted that baby.
But you adopted that baby.
Get that wallet out. But what did you think about that? Like, you know, when men try to get the spousal support.
Well, I just think,
but she knew he didn't have any money.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Like,
even like with Halle Berry, it's yes. like, you know, you getting with these dudes,
yeah.
and you know they don't have any money, and you're making millions of dollars. Like you have, that's where you have to really be careful about who you're marrying.
Yes,
you got to kind of be on the same level. That's exactly. why I said it's a difference between a woman that's making all the money and the man that's making no money.
Yes,
and just the family where the woman makes more than the man, where he's bringing enough money into where he can support himself, mm-hmm. or he has enough money to survive, where he doesn't really have to ask the woman for anything, than the man that is not making anything and the woman's making all his money. If you're making $2 million a year and he's not making any money, and you stayed with him for however long, 2, 3, 4 years, and it doesn't work, you've accustomed him to a lifestyle.
Yeah, you need a premium.
You're going to have to pay.
You're going to have to pay. Oh, like Mary J. Blige, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, these are all situations where it's like, I just feel like I haven't been in a situation. I'm not, first of all, I ain't divorced. But I feel like I am not the type of person where I always feel like, and I know people probably going to be like, what? I just feel like if, for spousal support, just be careful about who you get into the relationship with.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you will end up paying, and really, you should.
Exactly.
And on both ends.
Yes.
Because it's like, you got with somebody that you knew was either going to be a yes husband
yeah.
or a yes man, and you got him doing everything under the sun for you while you touring and traveling, making all this money, doing these movies, and doing all this type of stuff. And you got him at the house with the kids, being a house husband or whatever. And then it doesn't work out. He cheat, whatever, because he got all his time on his
hands. He got too much time on his hands.
You gone.
And some money.
And you go. It's just, come on now. You're going to have to pay.
You're going to have to pay.
Especially just if he like has if the kids. If he has the kids.
Definitely.
You're going to have to pay. And yeah. with your job schedule, you're not going to be able to be home like that because you're working all the time.
Yes.
So the kid has to be, it's like, it's really not about you. And him is really about the children.
Definitely.
So I feel like if it's a couple that doesn't have any children, it's a little different.
Yes.
Because if you, neither one of you, both of y'all just need, if you breaking up and he had money and you don't have any money, it's time for you to get a job. Get yourself together. You're not in that comfy situation no more.
Yeah.
Move on. Yeah. Same thing for the man. You with her, she had all this money. You was living large and in charge. Now she don't want you no more. There's no kids involved. Boom. Go get a job.
Exactly.
Leave her stuff alone. You know, come on. But the Mary situation is a little more tricky just because she didn't have children with him. But I think he was managing her at some point.
Yes.
So it's just like, you don't know how much he already came successful.
Yeah.
But you don't know, like, you know, I don't know enough about that situation.
Yeah.
But it's still like,
because he won a lot of money a month.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't even have children together. So really, she could kind of like wash her hands and be like, bye.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't really know enough about what happened in there. So really, I like Mary. I like Mary.
Mary, dang.
I like Mary. But
situations like that, I'm like, you didn't have no prenup?
Yeah.
So these women just get so.
So they didn't.
I don't think so because they doing all of this. But, you know, women get so caught up in that love and just be so happy they finally found somebody.
But then the opposite of that is though, you get be in love and head over heels making all these silly decisions. And then when you get mad,
yeah.
you turn into a savage.
Exactly.
It's like, now you pissed. He cheated. Something happened. And now you pissed and now you a savage.
Exactly.
And you don't want to. And that was an issue.
Ooh, I mean, a bunch of foolishness.
Come on.
Definitely.
It's just too many different, it's a lot of different scenarios. But I think overall, a man making less than a woman, less than a man, it's really not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. In your relationship, when you have children, you have so much, everybody, it's one big pot. It's one.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Definitely.
You're supposed to be one.
Yes.
So it doesn't really matter who's bringing in more into the pot as long as everybody's living comfortable.
Yes. And no one's getting, you know, because one article I was reading too was saying that even though she was making more money, she was still doing more of the work, you know, at home, like with the children.
No.
And,
see, no.
You know, you have to, whoever's making more money, that still got
to
be split.
It has to be balanced.
Both persons are working.
You need to be split up.
To be split up. Because women are working nowadays. It's not, women are not just staying at home. Most women, like I just
and
read
I feel
these,
like women are naturally harder workers anyway, in general.
Yes.
We are built that way.
Hmm.
That's we're harder we workers, so anything you give us to do, we're going to do that and then 10
and
times
then some.
More.
Yeah, that's why we can go to work, take care of the children, cook the food, and do all of that. Take care of the husband. I mean, what?
So it needs to be already balanced from the jump.
Definitely.
As far as like who's doing what.
Yes, because that is, I know, when I get home, I'm tired,
yeah.
Okay? And I need some help.
And it's really just... It just really depends on where you are in your relationship.
Yes.
You know, I feel like at some point, I'm a breadwinner, and at some points, my husband has been a breadwinner.
Yes.
You know, and it depends on how much you think is a lot of money.
Definitely.
Because you can make, you know, if you're just making enough to, you know, carry the household and take care of little bills and different things like that. Because definitely when I was stay-at-home mom, I wasn't living like a housewife of Atlanta.
Exactly.
You know, we didn't have no big palace and, you know, so it really just depends on the status level that you're on and how much you're making and all that type of stuff to where you can come up with the rules of your house. You know, like
definitely.
If you're going after somebody that is a multimillionaire and you don't have any, you know, you just working a regular, you have a job, but you barely bringing in 40K,
yes.
There's still going to be a big difference in the lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so if you're a woman who's like a Fortune 500, you in Forbes, and you're married to somebody who's like a teacher,
yeah,
he's still bringing home some
money, yeah,
and he's still working really hard. And if you're a teacher, you working your ass off.
Exactly.
And you tired at the end of the day. You know, so it's kind of like the expectations of where you're at, the level. It's just so many different factors that go into it.
Yeah, definitely.
It just has to be a house decision. It has to be, you know, one, you guys getting together and these are the rules. These are my values. These are your values. You know, what do you value in life? What is it? Is it the kids? Like, you know, is it more important that we take care of these children and take two vacations a year? Like, what is it that you're looking for your lifestyle that'll make you happy? Just taking time to really think about that.
Yes.
Because if it's not working, that's when it's going to really, you know, cause some problems. Because then you're going to be like, oh, well, you wasn't doing nothing from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I had to do all these different things. But when you was full of that oxytocin. When you was head to toe in oxytocin, you wasn't considering none of that.
None of that.
You woke
all up.
You didn't mind him driving your car, dropping you off at work.
No. Where are you going in my car?
Get out. Why, he toured the city all day.
He didn't tour the
city
all day.
You didn't care
day.
About that.
You was cool with that. You thought you was keeping track of
using that witchcraft.
Exactly.
Anybody could let them use a car.
What?
That ain't nothing. So, you know, I think that you have to yourself figure out like what it is that you want in your relationship, what you value for yourself, what type of lifestyle you want to live. You know, if you're single and you're like in your 30s and you like to travel, you want to find somebody that likes to travel too, that thinks
definitely.
That's a priority. If they think that's a priority, more than likely they have enough money to support their travel for that time. So you're already in a good space.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, get somebody that's on your level of thinking.
Yes.
You know, and the things that you value.
Yeah. And don't be so desperate. Take your time. Sisters, take your time. Because I was ready to be by myself. Like, I don't... I just don't have time.
And at that age, it's like, when you're in your 30s, you really want somebody that has, you know, they don't have to be.
Because then your 20s is so different. I can deal with that. I can deal with a little bit of that. By the time you 30-something, especially into your mid to late 30s, you have no time for that.
And whoever you're getting with is probably coming with their own set of stuff, their own children. And so you really want to be watching that too. Like, how do they take care of the kids that they already have? Mm-hmm. You know, that family situation. You know, if they got 2, 3, 4 baby mamas, and they trying to get with you, and they have a job. First of all, they don't have no money.
They barely got time to go to Starbucks.
So you got to consider these things. And if they do have time, and they do have money, and they not taking care of those kids.
Yeah, you don't want that person either.
So it's like, you really just have to find somebody that's on your level of values, and don't trip so much about the money. It's more about the work ethic.
Yes.
And what they have to offer, you know, outside of the oxytocin.
Definitely.
Get sprung and all of it.
Keep your eyes and your ears open for me.
That's what I was saying too, you know, depending on who your circle of friends are, who your support system is, who, you know, who you're talking to about your relationship goals and different things. If you're a married woman, you really should not even be talking to single women about your marriage and, you know, financial situation. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's different. A single mother cannot tell a married mother about how she's running her finance. It can't be similar.
No.
I'm not judging, because I've been a single mother. That's how I know. It's totally different now than it was then. Me having a child and being able to run my own program, and me being a wife and doing my program, because my mindset was totally different. I didn't even know it was going to be different. So it's not that they're trying to give you advice, bad advice, or they're, you know, and it might be good advice for somebody else that's single.
Yeah.
But for a married woman, it's not valuable to you, because you're not even on the same playing field as far as how you're handling your money, your situation. It's totally different. You're not just getting a check every month. You know, you're balancing a whole household. There's groceries, there's kids that got to be picked up from school. It's your turn. Mm-hmm. You got Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They have Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes.
That's, you know, so there's football practice, gymnastics, how many times, all of that takes time, and all that has to be factored in. So if you're working 40 hours a week and your husband only works 20 hours a week, then yeah, he will probably be more responsible in picking the kids up from school and taking them to their practices, because you're at work on the hours that they may be there. Mm-hmm. So those are things that will be factored in when you're talking about money and who makes more money. It's like, that's more tedious.
Yes.
That's more tedious stuff. So I just think that whenever you're dealing with relationships and, you know, trying to find your mate, or you're in a situation with your mate, or you're already a wife, definitely consider what works for you and your husband and your children in your situation.
Yes.
Come to a good communication with your partner. Talk to them. Don't talk to your mama. Don't talk to your auntie. Don't talk to, you know, unless they're married women that have experience in their marriage, that have been married for a long time, that you really value their opinion, or you respect, you know, their marriage and how they are running things. Like, oh, okay, well, they handle their money this way, or, you know, they, oh, I like the way they do that, and they're another married couple, and you know, see them as a mentor. That's totally fine.
Definitely.
You know, because you're just, it's just, you have to be on the same playing field as somebody to really be able to get advice from them, or they need to be somewhere that you want to be.
Yes. Don't be getting advice from Uncle Willie. He'll never come home. He got 5 baby mamas. Don't ask Auntie Betty about what Uncle Willie did. Don't get your advice from
Don't get advice. Please don't
skip
ask
that relationship and that advice.
Just because they married don't mean you respect their relationship.
Yes.
You know, like, it's not about married or single. It's about relationships that you respect, you know, relationships that are mentorships that you may see, like, okay, I like to see my mayor's going in that direction. Like, I like the way they travel. You know, they have their children. You know, they all go on family vacations once or twice a year. That's what I want for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, those type of things. That's what you're looking to see. Oh, I wonder how they're able to travel so much if they're both working. Or I know that she makes more money than he does, and they're still able to travel. I wonder how they're able to do that.
Yes.
Then that's something that you can ask, like, how are you guys able to travel twice a year? And you make more money than him. Like, how are you guys doing that? Are you able to save? Because I did know she was a hairstylist from back in the day, and her husband worked a job. Like, he worked the phone company or something like that. So he was working full time, mm-hmm. But she was a hairstylist, and so she made way more money than him because she was, like, really popping, whatever. She made more money than him. And they went on vacations, like, 2-3 times a year. And she said what they did was they came up with a savings. He would put in the money for whatever set bills that they had. She would put in her set bills. And then whatever they had left over, they would put into their vacation savings. Mm-hmm. And so they're all on vacation together. They're all working a household together. And so, and they had one child together. And so they took care of the stuff with her. And that's how they did it. You know, she would put in her whatever extra money she had over whatever their split up bills were. Mm-hmm. They would put that in their vacation fund.
Yes.
So pretty much, I mean, she was paying for the vacations.
Yeah.
But guess what?
He didn't feel like that.
He didn't care. You know why? He had his own money too. He was contributing to the household.
He was paying his bills and stuff.
And they've been married, I don't know, it got to be at least 25 years now. At least 25 years. So, and this is a typical marriage.
Definitely.
You know, from what the statistics are saying,
yes,
this is a typical marriage. So there's nothing dysfunctional about that.
It's, no,
you
know, not
they
at
both
all.
Value family. They both value vacation time and getting away. She works really hard. He works really hard, you know. So it's really nothing wrong with that. As long as everybody is given their 100%.
Definitely. That's basically what it's about. Yeah, he wouldn't have any reason to be feeling less than a man or like he's not doing his part if he's doing that, you know?
Yeah, he won't feel any kind of way. So, yeah, just being really realistic about your relationship goals and what you value. That's pretty much the thing.
Yeah, rather than feeling, you know, like you have.
And married ladies, please do not feel insecure or feel like, oh, you know, somebody judging you, some ladies judging you because you're making more money than your husband.
Yes.
Why are you even talking about that?
They don't even know what's going on in your house. So that shouldn't even be up for discussion.
Don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, don't.
You know, so.
I mean, because if you want a man nowadays, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you might make more money than
him. And you're going to have to still work.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just part of it.
Definitely.
And don't lessen your ambitions. Or focus too much on that and lessen your ambitions, trying to keep up to make less money. Like, don't worry about that. Live
some
your
people
best
will
life.
Dumb themselves down.
Dumb themselves. Don't do that. Live your best life so you can find your real partner.
Definitely.
Because you're going to get
pissed with him. Maybe that person's not for you. Yeah.
You're going to get pissed with him just trying to get that oxytocin.
Yeah. Is what you're going to do.
And you're going to be pissed.
You're going to be pissed.
That shit ain't going to work.
No, that's not going to work. But I think that was a really good discussion. On, you know, women making more money and how it's really not a big deal.
It's not
dealing
a big
with
deal.
The right person.
Mm-hmm. And just to all the different factors that go into it.
Yes.
It's like such a personal household decision
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you really shouldn't even be discussing your finances with other people. It's really none of their business.
No.
So, you know, don't feel a way about it. If you feel fine about it and it's working for you, do what works for you.
Definitely.
If you want a man that got more money than you and that's your core value is money and you don't mind, you know, being home and whatever comes along with that type of relationship, do it.
Definitely.
Because that's what you value. So mm-hmm. stay true to yourself.
Yes. Stay
if you're
true
a woman that's a go-getter and a hard worker and, you know, you're the one that's the breadwinner or the person that's making more money or you make a substantial amount more money and you're driven and that's who you are. Do it.
Yeah, you gotta
and don't
do you.
Worry about what other people have to say about that.
Mm-mm.
It's none of their business. Do
yeah. Do you. And find your happiness.
Do you.
You got to find your happiness.
This is one funny thing. But it just really lets you know where people's mindsets are, too, just based on the questions some people will ask you. I know one girl, she had asked me, And she's a girl that, you know, she's after the money. She wants the money. She's looking for the God. She's looking for the money. She hasn't found him yet. She's been in a few relationships with the money, and it ain't. She's not there. She still don't got the man with the money. But she was asking me about if I was a breadwinner. She was like, you know, she's like, are you the breadwinner in your family? Or is your husband the breadwinner in your family? Because I just want to know, you know, for my own self, like, you know, I'm having a lot of issues with this, you know, finding a guy that's, you know, that has money. That's, I need to find somebody, you know,
whatever. Being too desperate.
Being too desperate. Yeah. But she
too
was
thirsty.
And thirsty. Yeah. Looking for all everywhere, looking for the man with money. But I told her, I said, if we take turns, we've taken turns over our marriage. We've been married almost 10 years. And sometimes I've made more money and sometimes he's made more money. Don't assume just because I have a master's degree that I'm always making more money, mm-hmm. you know? So you don't never really know, but really the way I took it, because I've been married for a while and, I am, you know, into personalities, different stuff like that. I did understand. I'm like, wow. I didn't take offense to it, or even look at her away. I just felt like, oh, wow, maybe she assumed because I had a master's degree that I was a breadwinner or that mm-hmm. that was a thing yes. or like a deal breaker.
Yes.
You know, like she looked at it more like it was like a deal breaker mm-hmm. for her. And I was just thinking like, wow, the mindset of that being single and worrying about her future mate being so stuck on who's the breadwinner, yes. I was just like, wow, girl, you really need to be focusing on yourself really and what bread you can win.
Yes, definitely. Because 9 times out of 10, too, that man that is the breadwinner, I mean, if he's, unless he's just super superficial, he looking for a woman that's doing something.
That's doing
too.
Something.
He not looking to just get with some lady that I don't have nothing just because she's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be the date for the night or the thing for the moment.
But he's probably looking for somebody that can help expand his business.
Exactly.
Or help him, you know, come up with some ideas yes. or whatever. But I'm like,
especially a man who's already established.
Established.
You know, he's not looking for it to be saving nobody, especially not nowadays.
Yeah, but I was just, when I, that's another reason why I wanted to do this podcast too, because I was thinking like, wow, this comes up a lot. Like there's women that are really kind of stuck there and limiting in themselves
mm-hmm.
because they're kind of stuck there with the breadwinner. That's what I was saying earlier. Like when you even thinking about breadwinners, when you using those terms, who's the breadwinner? What's a breadwinner? I'm a breadwinner. He's a breadwinner. It's really just destructive to a relationship.
Definitely. It totally is.
So, yeah, that's it for me.
That's it for today, guys. We hope we helped to kind of sort that out for you guys. If you were having some issues with that or, you know, just to put some new things on your mind, some new information on how
yeah,
you can deal
help,
with that.
And really help you guys and whoever's out there that's really struggling in those areas of finding a mate or, you know, if you're dating and you're frustrated
mm-hmm.
And if that's one of the concerns,
yes.
like, oh, I found a nice guy, I found a good guy, or I'm finding these good guys, but I make more money than them.
Mm-hmm.
Look for other values that are more important than just the money factor.
Yes. As long as he ain't lazy.
Yeah. As long as he's not lazy. Yeah. So,
but yes, guys, give us a review or rating on iTunes, please, when you get a chance. It only takes like about 2 minutes. You can get on there and let us know how we're doing, how you like the show. That'll put us out there to a broader audience. More people can hear from us. And then check out our Instagram, ModernMommy2. We're always posting different little quotes that are inspirational, different little pictures and stuff like that. So check us out and stay tuned for next Monday. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawn. I hope that helped, guys.
Have a good week.